Gavin's Den is Wrecking Ball Radio.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than a doctor leaving his scalpel in you. I am your host, Davin Rosemont. I am joined by Joe Curry and Pip Helix. We are filling in for Coffee Talk. Hi, Joe and Pip.
Hello.
Hi.
Got a fun show for you tonight. On tonight's show, Joe put together a game called Savage Medicine. We will explain that to you as we go along. It's a fun show that we do on Davin's Den from our archives, and that we got a brand new edition of that. And we are also, how can I explain it real quick? It's a medical story, and you figure out, did this really happen to somebody, or is it a hoax?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, is it a real story or fake story?
That's what it is. It really isn't that complicated.
No.
Not really complicated at all, but you know what is complicated? Sometimes people are a little curious about what they do with some of their cyber issues. You know, is this legit? What should I do? I got this email. I got this phone call. Is it safe? Is it not safe? We're going to answer some of your cyber security questions. We're going to do that later on the show. I just came back from Florida. I want your guys' opinion on some airplane etiquette.
Okay.
Airplane etiquette. So the wife did not get seats next to each other for myself and the 9-year-old daughter. The daughter was in the middle. No, the daughter was in the window. My wife was in the middle. I was sitting behind my daughter. There was a man to the right of my wife.
Okay.
So, my wife asked nicely, would you be interested in possibly taking a window seat? Meaning, I would give him my window seat, he would give up his aisle, so I could sit with my family.
Yes.
What do you think he said?
He said no.
He said no, and then he said, I'm not even a little bit interested in that.
Whoa!
He was rude!
Wow!
You know, you would have common sense would dictate that, look, I'm with my family, I like to sit with them, I'm, you know, not even a little interested. I mean, that's really rude.
Now, I understand aisle seats are cherished seats.
Yeah.
I mean, I always like to sit on the aisle. But, you know, it's aisle and window. Depends what, some people like window, some people like aisle.
Right.
I'm more of an aisle person.
I don't like the aisle because the cart always bangs your elbows.
Right, that's a reason why people don't like it. Or people with larger derrières on the way to the bathroom and coming back. Because, you know, when you're coming back from the airplane bathroom, a derriere in your face is the last thing you want.
Speak for yourself, sir.
I only speak for me. Yes. But that is the drawback of the aisle seat.
Yes.
Also, when you nod off, as you said, people bump into you.
Yes.
Like it for the extra leg room.
Okay.
But should the guy have given up his seat?
He's not, he doesn't have to. But He didn't have to be rude about it.
Yeah, he was not obligated to, but the answer really didn't, you know, the situation didn't dictate that kind of an answer. I like the aisle seat. I feel more comfortable sitting in the aisle seat. I have a problem where I need to use the restroom frequently. I need to sit in the aisle. You didn't, you know, those would be answers to give if you're just trying to, you know, get out of it gracefully.
I have a problem where I need to sit in the aisle. I have to pee a lot.
That would be an acceptable answer.
Perhaps a little personal.
Well, yeah, you don't expect somebody to turn to you and say, my prostate is gigantic. Yeah. I need to sit here. Now, you know what?
It's better for us all if I sit here.
Yeah, it's like, okay, TMI, mister.
It'll stop the question right really quick. You know, all right, enough. Okay, we get it. You know?
Would you give it up? Now, I was right behind my daughter, so it wasn't like I was someplace else
no.
on the plane. I was right behind her. I don't know if I would have given up my seat.
No, and it's not like she was a toddler and she needed to be wrangled by two
right.
parents.
You know what? I should have pinched my daughter because then she would have been a crying kid and nobody wants to sit by the crying kid.
How long was the flight?
2.5 hours.
2.5 hours? Yeah, that's still long enough where if you're planning on sitting in the aisle and you specifically bought the aisle seat and it's a 2.5 hour flight, you know, it would be there. But the answer that he gave was not, you know.
He was a little bit of a jerk.
Yeah, a little bit of a jerk to say, no, I wouldn't even be slightly interested. It's like, okay, you're not doing mean.
All right, look, you know, come on, cut it out.
Yeah.
We're not done with this man.
Uh-oh.
Yes. The man apparently had halitosis.
Really?
So my wife was basking in his oral stench.
Man.
Apparently a breath mint is something you wouldn't be slightly interested in either.
Well, Joe, funny you should mention that.
You offered him a mint.
My wife offered him spearmint gum.
Oh, wow.
But you know what? But it's not an offensive thing because a lot of people chew gum on flight because the air pressure pops your ear so your head doesn't hurt.
Yes.
So it's not like, hey, you stink. It's like, hey, I'm really being considerate even though you've been a jerk.
Right. You take a Snickers. You're nasty when you don't have a Snickers.
Yeah.
Take a mint. Your breath is nasty when you don't have
the
a mint.
The gum will take care of you, the air pressure, and it'll also take care of your breath. You're singeing my nostril hairs off.
Really?
So my wife offers this man.
Okay.
Said gum.
Yes, and what did he respond?
No.
What, like that?
I don't know.
Oh.
I wasn't listening.
Okay. Well, you know, I mean, how about no thank you?
Either way.
Really?
Yeah. If you have halitosis, if you got kick, I mean, when I have kick and breath, I know. You taste it. It tastes kind of funky. You go,
yeah.
Well, this isn't good at all.
Yeah. Ooh, I don't want, you know, you want to talk away from people then.
You know, but sometimes you have to look at the other side of the coin. I mean, maybe the guy was having a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, but this is not giving up the seat. This is like, yo, your mouth stank.
Yeah.
Well,
somebody's offering you a life raft. You don't go, no, I'm going to drown and take you with me.
Well, I wonder if he thought it was insulting. You know, like,
but it's not a breath mint. It's gum. You're on a plane.
I know. And so that would be a great cover. But maybe he gets offered mints a lot. And
then take the clue. Brush your teeth, stupid. Brush your teeth. Floss. Go crazy.
The man is a
brush your gum. Brush your tongue.
The man isn't going to move. You think he's going to brush his teeth?
Yeah. Go eat a box of baking soda.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
That would be great.
Listen, if I have, I like garlic. I like garlic. I like garlic on my pizza. I don't eat raw garlic cloves, but I know sometimes garlic or an onion are not your breath's best friends.
Right.
Yeah, also it'll go through your pores. Sometimes I would eat like garlic noodles and stuff like
ooh,
that.
Oh, yes.
And my wife would go, I could smell garlic. I go, how can you smell garlic? I brush my teeth. It's coming through your pores. And I'm like, it's coming through my pores. What's the matter with you?
Because you're Italian.
No, yeah. It does. It does.
It does.
Yeah, I don't eat garlic because my husband can't stand the smell of it coming
through
your pores.
Well, I mean, people who eat a lot of curry have the same issues with the spicy foods.
There's a.
Don't go for the obvious, Jojo.
I know. I just was trying to control myself.
Please control yourself.
Thank you. But
please
there are
behave.
There are a lot of people who eat a lot of garlicky food, and sometimes if you're dealing with them, but you know, and they come within your standing, your personal space. All of a sudden, you realize, ooh, that smell. You really can't say something like, "Oh, you have garlic last night," because.
Yeah.
But it's really kind of raunchy. When I go away with my girlfriends, I'll sometimes eat garlicky stuff because my husband isn't there to complain.
Yeah.
My poor girlfriends.
But if you have bad breath, you know you have bad breath, and somebody offers you gum, don't you accept?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I think this was a spite halitosis.
Yeah.
A halitosis spiting. I think that's what this was. This guy was already aggravated. He's like, no, we're going to stay. It's like somebody who has a lot of gas on a plane, and they're perturbed for some reason. You know what? We're all trapped in this tomb. I don't mind it. I bet you do.
I'm surprised the masks didn't drop down.
They probably were about to, but he said, no. He gave him a scowl and said, I don't think so.
See, you should have chewed the gum. Look what happened. The mask dropped down.
He scowled at them. They popped back up.
I think you got to take the gum.
Do have to take the gum because you always have to assume that somebody is politely trying to tell you something.
Yes.
Always assume that.
Well, don't assume that with me. I won't be so polite.
Yeah.
Look.
Pip, you stink. Eat.
I know that you would do that. But
I would rather
you tell me than I go around like dragon breathing everyone.
But that's what I think
he
wanted
with.
To spite everyone. And the poor flight attendants. Can I offer you soda? A peppermint twist.
Well, how was
have some peppermint schnapps? No, seriously, it's on the house.
Really?
How was he to everybody? How was he?
Well, he's on the aisle. Who knows?
Right. Okay.
He's traveling by himself because people were getting separate flights. I'm sure he has a lovely family, but they didn't want to fly with him because he's stinky and grumpy.
Yeah, exactly.
He's two of the dwarves.
He's two of the dwarves, and not the fun ones.
Not
he's
at
not
all.
Doc. He's smart or dopey. He's cute. He's stinky and stupid.
Oh, he's three of them now.
I'm adding
stupid
dwarves.
And grumpy.
I'm adding dwarves.
Like stinky and stupid.
You don't know. Yeah, when was the last time you read Snow White and the Seven Dwarves? You don't have a kid. Trust me on this.
That's like halitosis. That's the worst dwarf ever.
I don't know. It was just I felt bad for the wife.
Yeah,
it was a rough flight for her.
Yeah.
Now, could you exchange the seats so you could be?
I didn't know this was going on.
Oh, so you found out when you got back when you got landed.
Yeah, it's not like she twists her head around and go, "Hey, by the way, the guy next to me stinks."
Oh, okay.
She's not me. She's got couth.
All right.
I was on a little plane once, and the guy that was sitting next to me—it was like one of those teeny little Buddy Holly planes.
Right.
And the guy sitting next to
me—and
yet
you survived.
Yeah, I did. I know, much to your disappointment. But
not at all.
The guy sitting next to me had his legs spread really wide,
mm-hmm.
like. just the.
It's called man spreading on the subways.
Yes, he was man spreading all over the place. So I was like crunched into my seat. I'm not a little person, but darn, he was not a really big guy, but he was man spreading so widely, and he was not.
It's a small plane. What was he? Like, it was Stretch Armstrong.
He was like trying to take up both seats, and he didn't smell like springtime. Let's just say that. He was a smelly man-spreading man. And we're stuck in a little plane for a little while,
I mean,
but still.
You really have to be aware of your bathing situation.
Yeah, before you get into a public cramped place
The airport, it used to be only the best of the best. The people with money could fly.
Yeah.
You know, back the way it used to be. Yes.
Right.
You got dressed up. You smoked your cigarette on the plane because that's healthy. You put your guns and your knives with it. The good old days.
Right.
But now, since we can't bring anything fun on the plane, people come in their jammies.
They
don't shower.
And
a bunch of animals.
And the ones that take off their shoes. Ah! Oh, foot stench.
Well, speaking of foot stench, you are listening to Davin's Den. That will be one of the ailments that are treated in Savage Medicine. You are listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk. Please, please, please stay right where you are. And we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. We're having a good time. I was just telling you about the little bit of a nightmare flight my wife had on the last trip I made out of town. But you know what? In the grand scheme of things, better her than me. I think that's really the I really think that's the lesson here. Because I wouldn't deal with things as gracefully as she does.
Well, you know, maybe Mr. Rude was a nice surprise from sitting next to you. Who would throw her to the lines there?
He was a nice surprise for me because he gave me 10 minutes of radio.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. These should be cards you give out. Thank you. You're now in the act.
Pretty much, yeah. The wife was very excited. Oh, you're going to be talking about halitosis today on the radio? I'm like, yes. Yes, baby, for you.
Yes.
You could talk. You can't talk about this, but you could talk about halitosis, man.
There you go.
I have my marching orders. All right, Pip, we're going to do some Savage Medicine. Joe has prepared it for us. Pip, very briefly, once again, explain what Savage Medicine is to the folks.
Savage Medicine is a game that we have been playing for a number of years where Joe generally does it. He goes in and finds stories about medical situations, and so we have to guess when he reads the story, is it a real story or is it one that Joe made up?
Joe would never make up things.
He's not a liar.
No, he's a man of high integrity.
they'll get to know.
All right, well, here's the theme that Mr. Integrity composed.
Welcome to Savage Medicine.
All right, Joe, take us away.
Oh,
please, take us away.
Our first story. A 49-year-old man in Brazil survived a stroke but underwent a strange personality change afterward. He developed pathological generosity.
Man, well, then you're healthy.
The man began to give away money and bought candies for children he met on the street. His wife told the doctors he was unable to manage his financial life and would have gone into debt if it were not for his wife's attention, the researchers said. The stroke apparently left the man excessive and with persistent generosity, the researchers said in the report published August 20th in the Journal of Neurocases. The doctors evaluated the patient but didn't find any evidence of manic symptoms or dementia that could explain his excessive generosity. A CT scan showed low blood flow and several brain regions, including areas of the frontal lobe. These regions may not have been directly affected by the bleeding to the man's brain during his stroke, but are connected with that region in neural pathways. Damage in these pathways might have had a role in changing the patient's personalities for him being generous.
I'll tell you what. I think it's real, Pip, and I'll tell you why I think it's real. I don't believe all this medical hogwash over here. I don't trust them at all, Pip. Don't trust them at all. But I do think when you have a near-death experience, sometimes you come out a better person. Like if that guy with halitosis had almost died, next thing you know, he's flossing. So I am going.
He almost would have if you sat next to him.
He most certainly would have after Dirty looks at elbows to the
very
ribs.
Very lucky man, yes.
You want gum? No, no. You want gum.
No, you will.
No, you really.
I'm going to help you
Don't
chew
make
it.
Me put it in your mouth, stupid.
I'm going to help you chew it with this shovel.
Yes.
Well, would a shovel be an airliner? I don't know, but for the fact of the bit.
I think you could take spades on. No. Pip?
Playing cards. What are you looking at me for?
I'm not. Pip, I say that this is a real story.
Okay. I actually think it's a real story, too, because I think that after people have a near-death experience, they tend to have a different outlook on life.
I think that's how Santa Claus actually came to be. I think he, like Grandma, got run over by a reindeer at one point.
No, I think that actually he was sneaking down somebody's chimney. Somebody took a spade to his head, and he had a little prefrontal lobe damage, and now he gives things away.
So you think that he was originally a cat burglar?
Yes,
Santa Claus was originally a cat burglar. And then he got hit in the head with a shovel. He goes, you know what? Not for nothing. Because he's Italian all the time.
I'm going to come down the chimney and leave things.
And yes. Bring things with me.
I'm turning my life around.
Yeah. So no, I have a black suit, I'll wear a red suit.
Yeah.
He's just confused about which way he's going. Up, down, he's going to leave with the stuff. He comes in with it now.
A little good PR, and then he could sneak in everybody's chimney. That's really what it was.
Instead of getaway cars, I'll get this deer, you know. Reindeer.
Well, yeah, because, you know, if you're leaving on a deer, nobody's like, well, he's going really fast. Like, all right, he's obviously in no hurry.
Yeah.
You got to get away
sky. They can't get me in the sky.
Well, that's true, too. He's obviously high, or I'm high, but watching this. Anywho. All right, so we are both saying, Joe, that this is a real story.
Well, I'm going to tell you. True.
Yeah!
True.
Yeah!
Who's better than us? Plenty. But anyway.
Next story. A 10-year-old boy had eaten pineapple about 15 days ago and fell sick from the day he had eaten it. Later, when his health check was done, doctors diagnosed that he had AIDS. His parents could not believe it, but the entire family underwent a checkup. None of them suffered from AIDS. So the doctors checked again.
You don't get AIDS from pineapples.
That's why they're wondering.
Well, the doctors agree with you, so they checked with the boy.
As doctors often will.
They consult with
I'm their WebMD. They just call me up.
Consultant
Devin.
What's this with pineapples? We're hearing mixed things.
Yeah. Well, he asked the boy if he'd eaten out, and the boy said yes. He had pineapple that evening. Immediately, a group from the hospital went to the pineapple vendor to check. They got in their car and went to where the pineapples were.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yes, well.
It's like a pineapple crack house.
Who are these doctors, Squidly?
Squidward.
Squidward.
Squiggly.
Sorry.
Who is Squiggly? Your invisible friend?
Yeah.
That's his dumb cousin.
Well, they found the pineapple seller had cut his finger while cutting the pineapple. His blood had spread into the fruit. When they checked his blood, the guy was suffering from AIDS, but he himself was not aware. Unfortunately, the boy is now suffering from it. So, please take care when you go to the pineapple stand.
Are you going first or shall I?
You can go first on that.
Oh, no, that's just bull hockey. There's no way that's true. There's no way that you can catch AIDS or HIV.
Well, you can get it from blood. The question is how
the fruit.
Well, that's how it originally started.
I know, but there's
blood in a fruit. But anyway, the question is.
No, you didn't.
The question is: is it fresh pineapple? Because if it's pineapple, I mean, we don't know how long the AIDS virus can. Maybe it likes a Chiquita Dole pineapple.
Come on. In the acid.
You can get it from pineapples and toilet seats. I know it. I read it online.
They never lie online.
They never lie online.
Toilet seat smeared with pineapple is especially dangerous. I hate it when
but
that
it smells sweeter. So Pip Helix, I'm going to agree with you.
Okay.
I am going to call Bull Pucky on this one. I am going to stick my hoof down. And I am going to say...
Right into the Bull Pucky.
I'm going to say, no said boy got his HIV from the pineapple guy.
Okay,
that is false. Story is false.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Pip. If there's one thing you and I know, it's AIDS.
Wait, don't talk about my cat like that.
That's right. You do have AIDS cat.
I do have AIDS cat.
Now, the cats don't usually like pineapple, but I don't want to jump to conclusions.
Well, I don't know what kind of fruit. Maybe it was a pomegranate, but I don't know where my cat got it. But my cat does have FIV.
Now, are you afraid that if the cat scratches you, you will get feline AIDS?
No, I'm more likely to get cat scratch fever than I am from.
So you're afraid of the cat scratches? You, Ted Nugent will move in.
Yes, I'm more afraid of Ted Nugent than I am about getting cat scratch fever from my cat.
Are you Democrat? Because if you are, that's a reasonable fear.
I am not registered Democrat or Republican.
Are you a Hillary supporter?
I have nothing to do with her brassiere.
Really?
Get
that's
it.
What you want with it. No.
Yeah, that's
right. There's nobody who heard that go, I wonder what she's going for.
Maybe.
Uncle Teddy. Hey there, Pip. It's Uncle Teddy out in your driveway.
Yeah, why does he call himself Uncle?
I guess because he's gotten older.
He's always, but has he, well, before he's Wang Dang Sweet Poontang, was he Uncle Teddy then, too?
No, he was a young Nugent then.
A young Nugent. So full of nougat. A young Nugent. Swinging around in a loincloth. Somebody you take home to meet the family.
Yeah, when he was younger, at least he was good looking. But now it's like, ah!
He's not a bad looking guy.
Oh, yes. Yes, he is.
With
is
his flowing hair?
Yeah, scary. So. Yeah. No, you know what? There's a limit. No, the face, no. Not anymore. Nope. Nope,
nope.
Sorry.
You're
nope.
More sure about that than Pineapple Age.
Yes.
Oh, God. All right, guys. We are playing Savage Medicine. We'll play, oh, we'll do one or two more stories when we come back. You are listening to Davin's End. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back. We are back. You are listening to Davin's End. Thank you for hanging out with us. We are in the middle of a raging game of Savage Medicine.
That's right.
Yes, yes, Joe, that's absolutely right. We're playing Savage Medicine. Now, Pip and I are all tied up at two. How many more stories do you want to do, Joe? One or two? What are you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling maybe we can get two in.
Well, we'll try our best, audience. We know how much you depend on us. All right, Pip, we got to break up this tie, so guess wrong, will you?
All right.
No. We're ready.
Yes, we're ready,
yes.
Joe.
A nursing student from the local community college was supposed to collect a sterile urine specimen from her patient. Noticing a horrible smell, doctors, nurses, and staff were baffled to where this smell was coming from.
Really?
I got an idea. From the plane.
I got an idea. Hold this.
After 10 minutes of searching, they found the nursing student sterilizing the urine in the unit kitchen by boiling it on the stove.
All right. Here's the thing about urine. Stop this.
Welcome
rage.
For Davin's Urine Tips. You're in good company now with Urine Tips.
Oh, we should get a sponsor for that segment. Here's the
Febreze.
Thing. It already comes out as hot as it needs to be. You don't got to boil it. Because if you do, you're killing all the bacteria in there that you need to find to see if you got an issue.
Well, then
it's just common sense.
You would think. But, I mean, now, sometimes medical students are really boneheads.
With really?
Yeah.
They're supposed to be smarter than a comic/radio host. Even I know, don't boil the urine. I know that. And
you'll
if you,
spurl it.
And if you do, you really got to put on the fan above the stove. You really got to let that waft out. I don't know where it goes, but it's not in my nose.
No. You want it sucked out. You don't want it wafting. The
right.
Wafting
you're
is where you went wrong.
You're absolutely right. You want that uriny aroma sucked out. Go on, Joe.
Uriny
aroma. That urine aroma.
So that's what that nurse did. Is this true or false?
Oh, that's the end of the story?
Yeah.
Do you want more? How much?
I'm going to say that's true. I'm going to say somebody was dumb enough to boil urine.
To boil it, to sterilize
because
it.
Because you know what? Not every medical school is created the same. Maybe this was like the community college of medical school. Maybe she had just barely aced her GEDs. Her GED.
Oh, thank you.
She went into nursing school because she couldn't be an animal groomer, and maybe this is what happened. I am going to say this is a true story, Pip.
Oh, wow. I have to say it's false.
Just really?
Yes.
Okay.
I have to say false.
The answer is true.
Yes.
Oh,
true.
No.
Up top, urine boiler.
No way.
Yes.
All right. We're going to do one more really quick.
All right, Joe. Make it quick.
A 28-year-old male was brought into the ER after an attempted suicide. The man had swallowed several nitroglycerin pills and a bottle of vodka.
Why wouldn't you? Everybody wants to party.
Great shots.
He had severe lacerations on his head and chest, and originally they thought he tried jumping off of something. When asked about the bruises about his head and chest, he said that they were from him ramming himself into the wall in an attempt to make the nitroglycerin explode.
Wait. So he ate the nitroglycerin?
Yes. He washed it down with vodka as well.
That makes sense. That's the story.
That's the story.
I'm going to say, oh, you go first, Pip.
I think that's true. This sounds like something out of, what is that, I can't remember the name of the Darwin Awards. This sounds like something out of the Darwin Awards, like an honorable mention because he didn't actually die. Like, he's so stupid he thought that it was that kind of nitroglycerin that would explode. Like, he's the Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah, I was going to say that. It sounds like something where you would, I always say, you can get your best information from cartoons from the 50s.
I buy all my killing devices from Acme.
And you absolutely should.
If you're on train tracks in a little shed and you see the train coming right at you, pull the shade down. It'll go away.
Sure. I have, my closet is full of anvils.
Yeah.
I've learned from cartoons that when running off a cliff, there's one thing to never, ever do. Do you guys know what that is?
Don't run in place.
No, you have to run in place.
Yeah.
What do you know what it is, Joe?
What's that?
Don't look down.
Don't look down.
Because
you don't.
That's when you fall.
You don't fall until you look down. Them's the rules. So I am going to say that this is true.
All right.
I'm going to agree with Pip.
Okay,
that is absolutely true.
Oh, yeah.
Wow,
did I go four for four?
Yeah, you did.
Who knows the morons? I do.
Stop looking at us like that.
Sorry, you're my morons. I love you.
Aw, shucks.
Now, it is kind of amazing that you would think, because it doesn't stay in your head. You common sense dictates you punch yourself in the stomach. If you wanted to explode, that's what common sense is. Here, honey, can you swing this anvil at my gut? This jackhammer. That's how you make yourself explode. Not that. It's just stupid. The head is harder, and it's no, unless you're keeping it in your mouth, and then you pop your cheeks like the zit from Animal House. It's just stupid, Joe. I don't understand people. It really annoys me.
Like the vodka and the nitroglycerin made quite sense, you know?
Well, he wanted a party in his mouth. Everybody wants a party in their mouth. You are listening to Davin's Den. Thank you for hanging out. When we come back, Pip is going to tell us a story about possibly a party or not party in her pants. Do not go anywhere. And we are back. You are listening to Davin's, and thank you for hanging out with us. We are filling in for Coffee Talk 3.0, so we appreciate your ears. I've had a lot of fun. I won Savage Medicine, so I am the champion. But Pip came in all abuzz about something with her pants. Usually when Pip talks about her pants, I kind of tune out. But she said that this demanded our attention. So if it demands my attention and Joe's attention, you darn well bet I'm going to make sure it demands your attention. Joe, Pip, and you and your pants have the floor.
That's what he said.
Yeah, well, anyway.
My friend and I used to go on vacation down to the Jersey Shore to this really nice town that was just sort of families, not boardwalk or anything. And we rented half of the house from this nice old couple. Their name were Hans and Chickie. And we went there every year and for a week. And we got to know these people. I know. Joe's laughing at their names already. And they were very sweet.
Sounds like a Catskills act.
Hans and Chickie.
It does. But they're still getting good gigs.
So Chickie said to me one time.
Chickie said to me. No, good sentence ever happened. Chickie said to me. I feel like you're like a grifter all of a sudden.
So Chickie said to me, see?
Yeah, see?
So she said, hey, I know you won't be insulted if I ask you, but we're about the same size, and I got this pair of pants from a friend, and they don't really fit me just right, but I think that they're going to fit you. So do you want to see if they fit? And they were just generic black stretchy pants out of this sort of like, some kind of synthetic fiber, but it was the kind of stuff I wear all the time. So I said, sure, I'll try them on. And I didn't try them on when I was on vacation. I brought them back home, and I thought, I put them on once, and they fit just fine. They actually look nice enough that I wore them to work. Well, I didn't notice when I got to work that there was one tiny little hole in the seam, on the inseam. Mm. And when I sat down for the first time behind my desk, all of a sudden that little hole pulled a little bit, kind of like stockings do.
Uh-oh.
I know that feeling.
Yeah. when you get
it's quite the problem.
You know, Davin, when you get a run in your stockings.
That's why you got to get good stockings. You can't get none, you can't get none of that over-the-counter stuff. You got to get stockings that can take a beating.
Even if you have that happen to you, at least with stockings you can get some clear nail polish and you can stop the runner from continuing on.
Mm. Well, duh, every girl knows that, right, Joe?
That's right. I always keep it in my purse.
Sure.
You can't do that with pants. Nothing's
good to know.
Nothing's happening when
often Joe and I can be seen painting our pants to no avail.
So I thought, oh, stupid cheap pants. You know, a big deal. I have one little rip. I'll just walk with my legs closer together. Nobody will notice.
Well, penguin.
And then it started to go, move its way up the seam towards the middle and starts spreading, and the stitches are coming out, and it's moving like a ladder up.
Yeah, but you got to go. You got to leave. You got to get out of the situation.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't like it happened slowly. All of a sudden, it just took off and went boom, and it's like the crotch of my pants exploded.
Why is this on the terrestrial version? We still do an internet show.
It was still an hour we could have done.
Yeah, I mean, really,
this is like a
tease.
You picked this story to
really?
Terrestrial show?
Are you kidding me? You got exploding pants and we have to be nice?
I walked into my boss.
No, you waddled into your boss.
I waddled into my boss, who was a female, and we were good friends, and I just said, I got to go home. Look. And she was crying so hard. The tears were streaming down her face, just like, you got to go home.
Unless somebody had fun.
I had no pants left. It was basically just underpants and strings hanging off of me.
You got to eat less pineapple. I don't know. I don't know while trying to be clean and stay on the radio what I can possibly add to this.
Really, there's nothing you can
There's
say.
A time and a place, but this is neither of those things. But, Pip, thank you for sharing.
We're a little bit speechless, I think.
No, really, it's quite the contribution to society and everybody's day. You, Pip, and her exploding. Bam.
Happy Sunday.
At least you were wearing underwear. Well, anyway, hope you're wearing underwear, or if not, we really don't care how you listen to the show. But you are listening to Davin's, and we got one more segment coming up. We are going to answer your cyber email questions. Don't you go anywhere. You are listening. We are back. Thank you for hanging out with us and listening to Davin's, and it has been a fun show thus far. We appreciate you spending your day with us. So what do we got, Pip? We got some emails from the folks.
Yeah.
People have questions harkening back to our cyber roots.
Yes, we often get emails from people asking us for questions about cyber questions, security, things that are going on in their email life, and they want to know what we think about it.
Here's what we found. Here's what we found with this. Different things are obvious to different people.
Right.
So what may be obvious to you may not be obvious to somebody else, and vice versa.
Right.
So we try to do the research and give you definitive answers.
Especially when your heart is involved, you might not always see clearly.
And if you want to email us your cyber question, you just email us at Davin, D-A-V-I-N, at davinsden.com. Davin at davinsden.com. Email us your questions, and we'll be happy to try to answer them for you on this show.
Okay, so the first email that we have is from Shelley from New Jersey. And Shelley says, I met a really nice English guy on an internet dating site, Conrad, who is sweet, very attentive, and deeply in love with me. He says that he can see the goodness in my heart, and he wants all the things that I do.
He can see that over the internet?
I guess.
He's got that X-ray vision in the comic books.
It's an app.
You got to get that app. I got that app. Joe, I see nothing in there. Go on.
They have
it's dark.
They have people for that. They're called cardiologists. Anyway, he's anxious to meet my daughters, and we are talking about him coming here to the United States and maybe moving in together.
Sounds lovely.
My friends say that it's happening too fast, but I'm so happy to have finally found such a nice, kind man after the girl's father divorced me and left us in this tiny house. Connie is a student right now, kind of younger than me, so he doesn't have the money
She's
to come over.
She's calling Connie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Conrad.
Conrad.
That's the way Joe's voice is the way I prefer my Conrad.
Conrad.
Yes, yes, yes.
So he doesn't have the money to come over to be with me yet. I could get enough money for his flight, the visa, and the fees, but I'd have to sell my mother's jewelry to do it.
Oh, what could go wrong with that?
I know. I was planning on leaving the jewelry.
Unfortunately,
to
mother was very poor. It's all cubic zirconium plastic. It's going to be a very short flight, and he'll be sitting next to somebody with halitosis.
Yeah, there's another foot race to get rid of.
Well, that's something we could comment on, other than Pip's exploding pants. Just leaves a frothing at the mouth. And go, oh, well, that's a fun story.
That we can't comment on.
Yeah. I was serious questions.
Okay, so she was planning on leaving the jewelry to the girls one day, but having a loving stepfather and a brighter future seems more worth it.
Well, that makes sense.
That does make sense.
Sure.
She has to make a choice. My best friend is telling me not to do it, but it's easy for her to say that since she has a husband and security. Should I sell my jewelry or wait for him to raise the money himself, which might take forever? He's asked me for help, but he's very proud and embarrassed that he had to ask for the money.
Well, I mean, if he was really proud and embarrassed, he wouldn't have asked.
Well, I guess that's true. So she wants to know what we think that she should do.
How long have they been together?
She doesn't really say. She just said that her friend said that it's moving too fast.
Time's a factor.
Right.
Have they video chatted?
She didn't answer, say anything.
See, these are the type of things you need to ask yourself.
Yeah.
When that money ask comes. Because, you know, if you're having this relationship and you're racing down the aisle for marriage, I always find it helps to see the person face to face.
Absolutely. You want to know who you're really talking to.
Yeah. You need to video chat with them. There's enough. There's apps called WhatsApp that you could do it. There's Skype. Everybody can do it. And the excuse of I don't have a camera is inexcusable now because every laptop has a camera and a built-in microphone. If they have time to email you and correspond with you online, then they have time to get in front of a place with a camera.
Right. Even a lot of phones have cameras in them.
And also, you got to always ask, why would I give somebody, I know I love this person, but why would I give somebody who I've never met money? Especially something with such sentimental value where it was already determined it was going to go to your kids.
Yeah, and, you know, it's the mother's jewelry that she left to her, and now it's jewelry that she was planning on leaving to her children. This guy that she's just met right now, that you're going to spend it on somebody that, this guy?
Well, I mean, she loves him. But unfortunately, the internet is strewn with broken hearts over situations just like this. People send money, and a couple different things can happen with that. You can be asked to send more money, because that happens quite a bit. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times, in this case, they're looking for airfare. Is that correct?
Yes.
A lot of times, that flight never lands, and it's not because it was a Malaysian airline flight. They never get on that plane.
Yeah,
If it's a big payday, I don't know what the jewelry's worth here, but if it's, you know, a couple $1,000s, that might be a big score, and knows that this woman, Shelley, is destitute, that might be the end of it. Once that money comes, Shelley, you may never see this person again. I would not send money to somebody who I've never met, somebody who I'm assuming I've never seen.
Right.
Look, if the guy wants to see you that bad, he's going to raise the money any way he can.
Yeah.
So, you know what?
Well, he's a student, Jeff.
But still, you would figure it out.
Yeah,
if you
could get
that
a
much,
job.
You would figure it out.
Yeah. There's just too many details that we don't have for this.
Right. I mean, you know, there could be other things that explain some of this, but it really, if not knowing if she's ever spoken to him, like you said,
And we don't know the method of payment.
Right.
And we don't know. I mean, you gotta do research when you see somebody's picture online, just because it's on Facebook or Match or whatever the case may be. You got to do an image search of that, because sometimes these pictures are stolen.
Yeah.
If this is a scammer, we don't know.
Right.
There's really not enough information here. We were just hedging on the side of caution due to our experience. But, I mean, if you fall in love with somebody online, first thing you got to do is search their image. See, especially if they happen to be in the military, or they just seem so dreamy. And especially, no offense for you older men and women, you know, the chances of finding a 20-something or a young 30-something, if you're in your 50s or 60s, we don't know how old Shelley is.
No, well, she says that she has two daughters, and he's a student, and he's a little bit younger than her.
Yeah, well, a little bit might be a way of her protecting herself.
She said kind of younger than me is how she phrased it.
Well, Shelley, I mean, I think I speak for all of us. Our advice is no. You got a video chat.
Yeah.
You know, just to send the money just doesn't seem like you should do that right now. I'm not saying he's definitely a scammer, Shelley, but you need to do more research. You need to search his pictures. You need to have a video chat, and you should not send something with such sentimental value. As Joe said, he can get a job delivering newspapers or whatever.
Yeah, just in general, it's not a good idea to this. It's the jewelry your mother gave you and you were planning on giving to your children. Let him, if he wants to see you, he'll save the money, believe me.
Yeah, that's something you can't get back.
Well, kids, this has been a wonderful time. We have to get out of here. Thank you guys for listening. Of course, check out all the old shows on all the uncensored parts of this show that you didn't hear on Davin'sDen.com, Davin'sDen.com. Like us on Facebook, Davin's Den on Facebook. Follow us at Twitter at Davin's Den. This coming week, I will be in the Bahamas and at the Atlantis and the Joker's Wild Comedy Club. So if you're in the area, come on, check that out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please, please, please keep on listening.